Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum.
I mean, the Hoenn podcast, Quorum?
The Hoenn Quorum. Ooh, it's the Hoenn Quorum from our secret guest who hasn't been announced yet. It's me, Alan. It's them six. This is where Six says hi.
Hello.
To the camp. Hello. Thank you, Six. And also our special guest, it's Harry, everybody.
Hey, it's your boy, Harry.
Hi.
Occasional now friend on the side.
Do you in fact allow people to possess you? Are you like no, it's your boy. You have the rights to sign a contract.
I mean, only if you get like 49%
as a loan.
I mean, if they
so
get 49%
like stocks, they can buy a stock in Harry?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you can have like majority ownership, right? But okay. Also mostly be me.
For just $2 a month, you too can have a Harry. He's really nice and is good at karaoke and raiding Pokemon.
We'll never shut the fuck up about Pacific Rim. But anyway.
Yeah. It's on my dating profile.
Everyone swipes right on me.
This is the Pokemon podcast that just won't quit. We're here to continue our way through the Hoenn decks and decide which Pokemon shall stay and which shall go. Shall we get right into it, folks?
Sure.
Sure.
This week we're picking up exactly where we left off with number 349. It's Feebas. It's Heenbass, if you're Japanese.
I'm not.
Feebas is a sad fish.
Yeah, Feebas seems like it's having a bad time. It's, you know, it's got like kind of like these big lips. It's got kind of like a spotty. It's got like sad sunken eyes. It's a feeble bass.
Oh. I'm gonna say that whenever you make the name puns.
The connection?
Yeah.
Ridiculed for its shabby appearance, it's ignored by researchers. It lives in ponds choked with weeds. Oh, I like this sort of like, what's the movie where they put the glass, they take the girl's glasses off and then she's dateable? What's that movie from the 90s?
Miss Congeniality.
No. The other one.
Every 90s movie ever.
I can see the cover. Kane. It's Freddie Prinze Jr.
Scooby-Doo? You're thinking of Velma from Scooby-Doo, where she takes off her glasses.
Oh my god, I can't believe y'all don't Superman. Have seen this classic 90s film. It's called She's All That. Great job.
Yeah, with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Scooby-Doo.
That's what I said. I said that.
I didn't hear you. A high school jock makes a bet that he can turn an unattractive Feebas into the school's prom queen. Feebas is totally the She's All That Pokemon.
Feebas is doing its best, alright? You know, it looks like it has, like, social anxiety whenever like you're on a public transit and someone tries to talk to you when you have your headphones in, and like that's the face that I'd make too.
Now here's the great thing. This is a Magikarp situation, right? Magikarp to Gyarados, Feebas to Milotic. But the really sick thing is if you like you see all these Pokedex entries about Milotic where it's like lovely scales, you know, rainbow colored. World's most beautiful Pokemon, breathtakingly beautiful, many works of art.
Whatever, bullcrap, yeah, sure.
And then, Ultra Sun. While Milotic is said to be the most beautiful Pokemon, trainers who like Feebas and have raised it are seemingly disappointed by Milotic.
Whoa.
Like, wow. Oh, it got pretty. That's not why I came to Feebas.
I don't want this.
I think that's amazing.
Send it back. That is amazing. I didn't know that Feebas had lovers out there. Is there like a Feebas fan base out there?
Sure. It's us.
Apparently. Its original evolution method was annoying because Gen 3 had the whole like contest stats and it only evolved when its beauty condition was really high. But then after Gen 5, they were like, well, just give it a prism scale and trade it. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And also because you can't do that in future gens. No, they don't all have that stat.
Yeah. I preferred that that Pokemon contest because I was a dumb kid. Number two, I had no friends to trade with, so like,
yeah,
you know, it's Pokemon contest all day, every day.
I'll just feed it beauty blocks and it'll be beautiful, and I can evolve it.
I could use some beauty blocks,
right?
Yeah. Imagine just taking some block, like eating some candy, and then you like look prettier.
It's called HRT, Alan.
10 points to Harry, slam dunking it.
So what do you think the height of the height difference is here? Okay, so Feebas is 2 foot. What's Milotic?
4.
I'm actually not gonna look.
Like
8 feet.
5 feet.
8 feet.
20 feet.
No.
What the fuck?
I can't even fat. Like it's like a whole snack.
Yeah, like folded it all out.
I mean, yeah, they always do. They always do, like longest measurement, like wing-to-wing or whatever. So, all like, end-to-end.
Head-to-tail, probably.
Right.
I would assume... So, that's, like, my whole room right now where I am at.
Yeah, it's
like
357 pounds.
It's, like, not Lapras, but, like, Dragonair.
Yeah.
It's probably up similar.
Yeah, I think it's, like, slightly bigger than Dragonair.
Honestly...
Dragonair was 13 feet and 37 pounds.
Yeah, honestly...
A lot
if
bigger
I
than
the...
Dragonair.
If I caught a Phoebus, I'd be like, oh, okay, it's a nice, small, you know, 16-pound, two-foot fish, and then, like, you feed it too many beauty blocks one day, and it becomes a 20-foot monstrosity you don't want in your room, you know?
Maybe that's why those Phoebus trainers got disappointed, and they're like, I can't feed a creature of this size?
That's sad. I want to write a fan fiction about that, where the Phoebus is, like, its best trainer's best friend, and it can only afford defeated beauty blocks, and then it evolves, and now it can't afford defeated anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's this beautiful story, and it's beautiful because Melodic's really beautiful, about how Melodic is killing this person and driving them to bankruptcy.
Should we keep Phoebus and cut Melodic because of this lore that we've created?
Absolutely not.
We should
keep both.
Yeah, okay, you're probably right.
Keep both?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, Melodic's freaking sick.
Melodic is the tender Pokemon.
Oh. Oh, it's shiny's great. Mm-hmm. Great shiny. Yes, yeah, Harry, you can also scroll way down me to look at the shinies.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's got like a great the hair thing. Those are big eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Is this fully cooly?
No, because there's no... Well, no, there is a forehead penis, so... Hmm.
Oh, fuck. It is fully
cooly. This is the fully cooly Pokemon. We found it.
I guess we're cutting it. Weird.
That's not Melodic's fault, though. That's just fully cooly's fault.
Yeah, somebody smacked Phoebus in the face with a guitar, and then it turned into a really stupid show that sucks.
It's a beautiful guitar.
Some people call Precure Purikuri. Is Furikuri supposed to be like a send-up of that? Is that what they're going for?
I have no idea.
I call it FLCL to make everyone mad at me.
I call it LCL to confuse the Evangelion fans out there. We're keeping both of these guys.
Yeah.
This one's not that hard, but I really like where we've gone with this like Phoebus narrative. It's different from Magikarp in a meaningful way.
Yeah. Yeah, Magikarp is just like, what if you were weak and you got strong? And this is like, what if you were ugly and what if, you know, careful if you made who you make fun of in high school.
Yeah, it is also the careful who you make fun of in high school Pokemon. You're right. You walked yourself into that.
Yeah.
I want to discuss another Pokemon, a unique Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's up next. This is number 351, Cast Form, or Poalen, who looks like balls.
There is a definite testicular nature here, I would say.
Cast Form just looks like a cloud with balls.
It's less obvious in like the sunny, rainy form, stony form. Well, actually, not the sunny form. Well,
sunny is pretty...
Ballsy.
It's a little ball-like.
Well, you know what?
Ballsy!
You know what? Maybe it's more like boobs. Because the body continues down, you can see like a little bit of tail, so it's sort of presenting, if you will.
One of the things we started doing regularly on the quorum is whenever you think of like, is there some gross fan art of this thing I'm imagining, you have to confirm it. So cast form rule 34, and we wait for the internet to load. And I hate it. Wow, that was easy. I really hate it a lot.
Oh yeah, no, this is
my god.
Mm.
That's so bad. I'm not going to send any of this to anyone, and don't Google it either, because you're right, it's boobs.
Yeah, my guess was on the money. Turns out.
Well, you also blessed fan art that I saw recently.
What's that?
There was a... It was a cast form, right, sitting in, like, a soundproof room, you know, got the foam on, got the headphones on, and it's like, it's podcast form.
Oh, wait, you did it. That's really good. That's like a six joke.
I didn't do it, unfortunately, but I saw it, and it was good.
So the fun thing about cast form also, other than the fact that it's got a weird body shape, is it transforms into different forms depending on the weather. So it can be sunny, rainy, or snowy form in addition to normal form, where it develops fire, water, or ice type. I don't think... Did it have snowy form in the beginning, or did it develop snowy form afterwards? Like, was that a later gen thing?
I feel like snowy form was a later gen thing, but I don't know that for a fact. I'm taking a look. No, it's been here a long, long.
Yeah. It's been there? Wow, it just seems like the third child one. Do we have a favorite form of cast form?
I like the normal one, honestly. It's good. It's pure.
It's pure. It's definitely pure.
I like its eye mask thing that it's got going on. I think it looks best on the normal form. After that, I like snowy form. Sunny and Rainy don't do very much for me.
I like Rainy. It's cute.
Rainy is just happy to be here. Sunny is like presenting itself to you, and Snowy's having a bad day and doing its best.
Yeah. Looking at his page,
Snowy's like, oh!
Looking at his page, I just don't... I've never seen a cast form sad, you know? It's always, like, optimistic. Never...
It's true.
Never a frown on their face.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of an angry cast form.
Yeah, it's not sad.
Is it... Good point. Interestingly, I lost it. Oh, all of the forms have different Pokedex entries. Shoot. That's a lot of Pokedex entries. According to Ultra Sun, although its form changes with the weather, this is the result of a chemical reaction, not the result of its own free will. So it doesn't get to choose if it looks different, which is a bummer. And then, yeah, Sunny form gets all dried out if you touch it. Interesting. Its skin is hot to the touch. Rainy form retains moisture and gets slippery. And then Snowy form is about 23 degrees Fahrenheit. In an experiment where Snowy Castrum was placed in a freezer, it didn't change to this form. Why did they test that? Hold on.
Why not?
It's like some SCP stuff, you know, to see what you can do with it.
Clearly, it's capable of thriving in that environment, so they're like, hey, let's just check.
Let's just make sure that it's weather
Casty,
and not...
Hey, Casty, because that's how they name that's how they nickname Pokemon. So, okay.
Okay.
Let's play a game, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
When I nickname Pokemon, I give them nicknames like, you know, like Jerry or like Megan. I give them, you know, names.
Like Dumples McStumples. Yeah.
But that's not what they do in Pokemon. So let's pretend that we're going to give Alan a Pokemon-style nickname. You're a human. Your name is Humi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's always blanky.
It sucks. I hate it.
I mean, that's just like hockey nicknames.
Fleshy. <That's
sparky. laughs> Skinny.
Is there any form of cast form that people are interested in cutting? Because I think we should just keep, like, imagine a newscast where they're like, and now with cast form with the weather,
and
it just looks at you and turns hot.
I would cut Sunny.
Really?
I don't think I should cut any of them. I think honestly just cut all of them except for the base cast form. It's perfect as it is, honestly.
No. But then it doesn't do anything. Then it doesn't have a gimmick.
It's happy. That's his gimmick, okay?
Also, it stars in a lot of hentai.
Oh, boy.
That's its gimmick.
That's Ekans. You know that.
That's Blaziken. You know that.
I'm sorry that I brought this up.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just keep them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw them in there. I just really like, yeah, weather reporting. Because that's the idea, right? That's how they use it in the games. Is you go to the weather report place and Team Aqua or Magma are using cast form to mess with the weather or something. I don't know. It's been like 10 years since.
No, that's like Groudon.
Yes, but then what do they do with cast form? Because they go to that weather tower.
Oh, I think cast form. I think they're just like, hey, we made a new Pokemon. You want? And it's like, oh, sure, bud.
Yes, you're right. I always love those spaces in the Pokemon games where, you know, it's important to the world, but there's nothing to catch there. Like, it's just a big building with a ton of stuff to interact with, like the museums.
Mm.
I love museums in Pokemon games. Just give me a lore room, basically.
The cast form,
you're staying. You're on the team. Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God. A library in the new games would be so good.
So there will be a book Pokemon, though. You're not going to know which books are going to be books and which books are going to start a random encounter. And you're like, diddle, 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 diddle. You know, because the fight's starting.
They did that in Final Fantasy V, that dungeon there, and at 14.
Yeah.
Do y'all want to talk about number 352?
Kecleon!
Along with Whalmer and Azurill was one of the first Gen 3 Pokemon revealed in March of 01.
It's a chameleon.
Like, yeah, that's all I got. We can pack it up now.
It's just a chameleon with feet, with walking feet.
It does have a slightly neat little like design on its head there, like the swirly yellow thing is kind of neat. But
I noticed that like they
can't change the zigzag pattern on its tongue.
Yeah,
neither
like a...
can I. What? Oh, you mean because it can change color? Oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah, it
I'm
can
dumb.
Everything
I'm sorry.
About itself.
It has like a weird gait too. Whenever you like see it, it's always off balance slightly.
I liked this moment in the game too, where you're going to the sixth gym and you get in there and it's like, whoa, this whole town is on like stilts. And then you go to the gym and you're like, why can't I go in the gym? There's nothing in front of me. And then you get, I forget what item you get that lets you see the Kecleon. Like 3D glasses.
A Pokescope, I think.
Something like that. And then you can see that it's a Kecleon, and then it's like you fight it and you catch it and wow, you did it. You're never going to use it. Did it like have unique abilities relating to its ability to transform?
I mean, it could do color change.
What does color change do? It changes its type?
I don't think so. I think it
changes colors.
Oh, no, you're right. When you hit it, it changes type to whatever it was hit by.
Oh. Interesting. And then it has camouflage, which changes the Pokemon's type corresponding to the terrain. Huh. I don't know, folks. This one's tricky because it's kind of just a chameleon with feet. Or a walking chameleon, I mean.
I mean, that ability is interesting, but also it says here that it's resistant to nothing, you know? And everything at the same time.
Like in terms of damage, you mean?
Yeah, type effectiveness.
I mean, it's normal, so. Yeah.
It's a pure normal type. Yeah, I mean, Six, I think a while ago you had asked us, like, if we could add, or maybe Magellan asked this, like, if we could make another type and include Pokemon within that type that already exists, what would we do? And I wonder if Kecleon would make sense not as normal type, but as, like, humanoid type or something.
Well, the one we came up with was Big with an H.
Yeah, which only includes Wailord.
Yeah, and I'm afraid we can't add Kecleon.
To big type?
Kecleon's not big.
Yet. Now, Dynamax Kecleon is still considered Kecleon and thus invalid.
I'm afraid so.
I don't know. Do you all feel strongly about Kecleon? Do you want to keep it?
Not really.
This is a side change, but you just... What if... In Sword and Shield, there's a Pokemon who when you Dynamax, that makes them evolve and they stay Dynamaxed.
Ooh. Like you Dynamax a Wailmer and then it evolves into Wailord and you're like, crap, now it's... Huh. Very big Pokemon.
What other Pokemon other than Wailmer, though?
What are other big Pokemon? Like, in the classification we made, nothing. Nothing else is in big.
Right,
yeah, right.
Right, because it's, you know, that's the fun of it.
It has to be over 400 pounds or like whatever the approximation size.
10 Snorlaxes taped together.
Jesus.
Taped. Wow, taped.
It's a mega evolution. No, it's like Magneton. It's about as smart as that shit is.
It's Dugtrio. They just put three of them.
And they now have like blonde rocker hair.
Yeah. So Kecleon, yes or no?
Yeah.
No.
Fair enough. Bye, Kecleon.
I do like your ability, though. Either. So we're going to, well, you know, bring that back. That's cool.
Hopefully something else can camouflage.
Maybe.
Perhaps number 353.
Shuppet.
Oh, just Shuppet, Six. Just, why don't you just Shuppet up?
Okay.
Thank you. Kagebozu. I'm learning a lot of Japanese
that's like,
from
that's like
doing
like Shadow
Japanese.
Brat or something, right? Shadow, like, sort of like kid, but like in a, like a...
Teru Teru Bozu is like a paper doll that has a similar shape to Shuppet.
Oh.
So it's based on... Oh, God, you've seen these. These are like in Miyazaki films and stuff.
But there's also, I mean, like, you'll hear people, like, in anime being like, Doshita Bozu, you know? Like, that sort of, like, condescending talking to a younger male.
I thought you were going to talk about, like, talking to ghosts condescendingly.
What's wrong, ghost?
So that's a Teru Teru Bozu, that thing I just said.
Oh, okay. Sure. Wow, Japanese reference.
Mm-hmm. We do usually give points for referencing Japanese mythology and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paper doll. It resembles a hand puppet. I never understood what the pointy is. Six thinks it's a penis.
No, that was a different Pokemon. That's a stick. There's a stick going through it. That's how you make it move.
Oh.
Yeah.
The cloth is draped over a stick.
Apologies for the slander.
But there's no stick! Spooky!
Yeah, it's because it's haunted.
Oh, is Shuppet the parallel to Duskull? I just realized.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
Did we even talk about Duskull yet?
Yeah, no, it's coming up.
We haven't gotten there yet.
I wonder, is this like a version-specific thing? Or
I like Shuppet.
Shuppet's fine.
Yeah, I think Chabot's cool. I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
It's a ghost that eats negative emotions, and so people like it. Because they're like, all right, well, I'm feeling really pissed off. Let's get a Chabot so I'll feel better.
It roams through cities in search of grudges that taint people.
There's a proverb that says, shun the house where Chabot gather in the growing dusk. That's kind of sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't make that up?
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought you were just being clever.
No, that's Pokedex. Also, if someone develops strong feelings of vengeance, this Pokemon will appear in a swarm and line up in front of their house. You just walk into the store, and it's like, oh, there's a line. Is there, like, a new game coming out? Oh, these are Chabots. Somebody's mad.
Somebody's angry.
Somebody washed out 0-2 pools.
Listen, I went 1-2. Will not take
and washed
these,
out of pools.
Yeah,
okay. Six, watch. Look outside. There might be some Chabots outside.
So speaking of creepy ghosts, Chabot does evolve at level 37 into number 354, Banette or Geppetto.
Geppetto from Pokemon or not Pokemon from Pokemon
from Pokemon
Pokemon from Pokemon Combat.
And then I was about to say Pikachu, Pinocchio. Is the joke I was trying to make and terribly fumbled.
Jubaku means curse or spell, so it's like Jubaku puppet. Geppetto. Or Geppetto, yeah. Which
right.
made a puppet that came to life. I think it's both. I don't think about Banette that much. I don't think that about that.
Would you
very
like
often.
To? Here's a screenshot
the zipper mouth is good.
From the anime.
Mouth is really good. What did you send me? I'm going to hate this, aren't I? Oh, actually?
It's kind of cute, actually. It's trying
it's
to
kind
best.
Of like that. It's like the let's like sinister cute.
Well, like
yeah,
y'all see sinister, right? I see like you know trying to put on a show for his friends, you know, and also steal your soul.
Banette is a dark gray doll-like Pokemon that is possessed of pure hate.
Wow.
But driven to life by a powerful grudge, it keeps its life force safely inside its body by means of its zipped-up mouth. If unzipped, it would lose all its energy.
It's a doll that became, this is the black and white 2 one is extremely extra. A doll that became a Pokemon over its grudge from being junked. It seeks the child that disowned it.
How did this evolve from Chabot?
It just swallowed so much hate.
Huh. Dang.
Ever searching for the one who threw it away so it can exact its revenge.
Toy Story 5.
That's
some
terrifying.
Say that treating it well will satisfy it and it will once more become a stuffed toy.
Oh, whoa. Oh, it is Toy Story 5.
What happens if you like, treat it nice? Does it lose like sentience? That's kind of fucked up.
I mean, well, I would assume that it passes on, right?
Uh-huh.
It's because it's a ghost, and so it's able to let go of its connection to the physical world and move on. And circle of life is the circle of life.
So here's my thing about Banette, Banetta. Someone's got to do that edit, right? Bayonetta Banette. It talks about how if it unzips itself, it lets all the negative hate out.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Banette is that.
Ooh. Yes. Let's read here. Mega Evolution increases its vindictiveness, and the cursing power that was held back by its zipper comes spilling out.
Oh,
extraordinary
yikes.
Energy amplifies its cursing power to such an extent that it can't help but curse its own trainer.
Wow. I like the design of Mega Banette. You got like all the zipper mouths coming out.
Anybody seen JoJo's Golden Wind?
No.
I only watched good anime, like okay. JoJo's Part 4, Diamond is Unbreakable.
I can't make any. This is a guy who has a stand, and when he punches people with his stand, he gets zippers, and he can unzip them.
Oh, okay. This is that guy. I know him.
Yeah.
Sticky fingers. Hell yeah.
I feel left out.
You should watch JoJo's. Except you should have not watched part one.
Oh.
And maybe not part two. Anyway.
Maybe not part two. Yeah, I like...
Is that the Nazi one?
Yeah.
Yeah, part two is the Nazi one.
Yay! Other than that, it's good, I swear.
I was going to say I think this should be a three-stage evolution with Mega Banette, but the argument they're making where it's like the power is so overwhelming that it would even curse its own trainer... I guess means it needs to be Mega Evolution. It needs to be like, you need to not just throw it out and say, okay, I'm Mega Evolving. You need to be like, I'm Mega Evolving, and first I'm going to back the fuck up.
I'm gonna go like 10 miles in the other direction. Go off, Mega Banette.
Just set down a tape recorder with your voice that says, yeah, you know, like Mega Evolve. It's like, okay, I'm going to reset this to go off in 15 minutes. Have fun.
That's a lot of work.
It's like a WMD, Christ. Set it off and like just run.
It's pure ghost type, which is fun. And I think we should keep it. I agree, though, that it has to be that it turns into Mega Banette, mm-hmm, and then it can turn back.
Honestly,
toggle.
Like learning about Banette and Mega Banette, and like, oh, I'm kind of coming around on Banette, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Learning is a good tool.
I would genuinely like, I think it'd be really cool if you. So let's see, what makes it evolve? Level 37, it evolves into Banette. I would love it if they would add an evolution at like level 50 or something. If it's high happiness, level 50 or higher, and you kept it from evolving into Banette.
So it's like, so low.
If you don't let it cave to its like its vindictive instincts, here's a nice version.
Ooh.
It's a cooler way of doing like a good or evil evolution than like Silcoon Cascoon.
Yeah.
Man, what we did with Silcoon and Cascoon was so good.
So good.
We're so proud of ourselves here.
Yeah.
We've never it's one of our better decisions. But yeah. Keep Banette.
Yeah.
Keep Mega Banette.
Yep.
I feel like I was going to say something about it. I can't remember what it was. I didn't get a lot of time to play with Banette because I believe that the next Pokemon is the Ruby version parallel.
It's the Skull.
The Skull.
Duskull.
Yomawaru. Oh my god, it's shiny. It's very good. Yoma means ghost. Waru means bad thing. Yep.
Well, I guess bad like ghosts inherently are not bad things, right?
Correct. No, especially in Japanese culture. Yes. It may also derive from Yomawari, which means like a night watchman. Ooh, I like that. Or Yomawaru, which is a night wanderer. It is also similar to a Yamarawa, which is a hairy one-eyed spirit called a Kappa.
It's also just one of those ghosts from the 64 Zeldas.
Oh, the pose? Mm-hmm. Poles?
Yeah.
I feel it. I see it.
Do you know this reminds
me? Yeah, I think
you?
It's all of these things. I think it's like a wandering, and it looks really cool in 3D because the like orb in the middle of it is like flying around freely inside of it.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminds me of? Like the arms in the back. It does remind me of like that night watchman like stereotype of like an old dude like walking around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're going for.
It's really good.
It doggedly pursues its prey wherever it goes. However, the chase is abandoned at sunrise.
If it finds bad children
who won't.
Yeah.
Who won't listen to their parents, it will spirit them away. Or so it's said.
It loves the crying of children.
Yikes, yikes, yikes. Should Duskull be arrested? Wanders lost among the dark deepness of midnight. Deep darkness. There is an oft-told admonishment given to misbehaving children that this Pokemon will spirit away bad kids. So I don't think it does. I think that's just something they tell kids so that they act good.
An old wives' tale.
Yeah, exactly. I love wives. And tails. And
is this the old? Is this like the first like virgin? Wow!
Oh,
virgin like parallel since Red and Blue. That's good.
You mean where both are good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they function very differently. The problem is that Dusclops seems kind of bad.
Yeah, Dusclops seems really stupid.
What's the deal? Is it like a big mummy? Are we missing something? Let's do some learning. So we've agreed we're probably going to keep Duskull. Duskull's like interesting, spooky. I like this little ghost train that we've been riding on for a little while. But it evolves at level 37 into Dusclops. Sama Yaoru. My pronunciation is getting better, folks. I'm practicing.
Who needs Duolingo?
Sama Yaoru means to wander about and Yoru means at night.
Yeah, it's just a black hole.
It's based on the Hitotsume Kozo, a humanoid cyclops-like ghost. What? It also has similarities with another thing, which are one-eyed haunted paper lanterns. Huh.
It looks cool, I think. Like, I like the tentacle stuff that they do.
You know what it looks like to me?
What's that?
It looks like the Michelin Man didn't know what to do for Halloween.
This would be a fun Halloween costume.
It's just a mess.
Yeah, it is.
half mummy, half ghost, all bad.
But Duskull can't turn into Dusk Noir. That doesn't make any sense.
We don't have to deal with that right now.
You're right. Can we retroact? We can't uncut people.
I mean, looking at my poster with the red Sharpie through people we've cut, and I don't think that red Sharpie comes off.
Whoops.
Who were you thinking?
Maybe, like, if we really find a good excuse for Dusk Noir, we decide to keep Dusclops. But I doubt it.
I could buy another poster if I have to at that time.
Nope. No, you don't have to. It's I like its 2D sprites a lot because they or its shinies because they turn red.
So I look at these often and rarely is there anything to do much with. But in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Oh, those, yeah.
I want to read and note that both of these sentences end in exclamation marks. When it has 51% to 100 HP, it says, "My mouth draws in anything. It's the gateway to terror."
Whoa! Me on Thanksgiving.
Just the exclamation mark on "it's the gateway to terror," like you're so enthusiastic.
Hey ladies, my mouth is a gateway to terror.
I think that'd be more attractive to men, to be honest.
I ain't judging.
This is creepy. Yeah, it's Mr. Dungeon stuff is creepy. I've leveled up. I'll keep drawing foes in. Dusclops slowly but inexorably comes closer. Watch for its big orb attack. That's from Pokemon Ranger. Which is a good game. More people should play Pokemon Ranger. It's very good.
I love drawing circles.
Yeah, that game.
I love drawing. It's fun.
I ruined my DS by like playing Elite Ages and doing the spinners too much, so I can't play Pokemon Ranger.
Oh, yeah. God, the spinners in EVA are brutal.
Yeah.
I hate... That's like the one thing I actually don't like in rhythm games is when they do the spinner thing, because it never feels like you have enough time. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Different conversation.
Yeah.
Dusclops. Do we have a mummy? I mean, we have Cofagrius later if we want just a mummy.
Yeah, and Cofagrius is cool.
But you know what? This is a mummy and a ghost. It's both. And it's a Cyclops. There's three things. That's pretty good, right?
My friend's favorite X-Man is Cyclops, so maybe that's...
Oh, then we should cut it.
Cyclops is cool, sucks. Okay? No,
he's... Cyclops is a narc.
Yeah, no, but he's a narc for
not the bright... He's not the bright Noah of the X-Men. That's wrong.
He extremely is.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
He entirely is.
Cyclops is a narc, but for the good reasons for this, for the preservation of mutant kind. And I think Dusclops is basically like that, too.
I don't want the Cyclops discourse to invade the Johto corner.
Remember the... Probably you don't, but remember the arc of X-Men that fucking Joss Whedon wrote where Cyclops had a gun and just started shooting stuff?
Yeah, that's awesome. I read that recently. It's a good run.
A gun.
Joss Whedon is a terrible person, but also the way he writes Beast is A-okay with me.
Do you think Dusclops could use a gun? Or would use a gun is a better question.
Oh, could, yes. Would, maybe.
I think Dusclops would just sort of walk towards you and put a hand over your face and then just sort of hold it there until you die.
Oh my god. It's so funny to me when these like rando Pokemon are first introduced in like a side moment in a movie. Dusclops debuted in Jirachi Wishmaker.
Oh, well, I guess that's part of a magic show.
Yeah, well, I guess that's after the game. So the game is where it actually debuted, and then anime-wise, it was in the movie.
Man.
He fucking hypnotized Jirachi.
Oh.
Fuck this guy. This guy's a creep. Get him out of here.
Power levels.
I don't... Dusclops listen, this is not the place for fucking power... I'm not here pushing for
this
Broly
a One Piece
to be kept
channel,
on. Right? Yeah. Even though I do like Broly.
No, Broly, great. Broly. I'm fine with Dragon Ball Z power level talks because they literally talk about power levels in the show. One Piece power level talks make me angry because that's all people talk about, like instead of the story, which is frustrating. But again, different topic.
Also,
I'm just gonna say we're
Also, there's a part in Dragon Ball Z where they're like, as if someone's like, "My power level is blah," and Goku's like, "Well, power levels don't really mean anything anymore."
Yeah, right. So they know.
Anyway.
I don't want to keep Dusclops. I refuse.
No.
Yeah, this discourse is not heading towards a good place. But the next one, though. Oh, boy. 357.
Oh, boy.
Tropius.
Fucking.
We have a couple single evolutions coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Or no evolves.
No evolves, as they're called.
Tropius.
Bright no evolve.
Let's Well, it's actually Tropius in Japanese, so let's look up how to pronounce that word. And we'll finally answer the question of how to pronounce this Pokemon's name correctly.
Tropius?
It's, as I look up, instead of letting Six know how to pronounce Japanese, I'm going to put it into Papago. Tropius. Yep, you're right.
Oh,
so doesn't really answer my question.
Tropius.
Tropius. Yeah, it's Tropius.
Tropius. All right.
How big is it? 6'7". This is the thing. When I saw this Pokemon on the route in the games, I was like, what the fuck? There's a whole dinosaur here?
Yeah,
what is
this?
It looks
huge.
It looks huge. It's 6 feet tall.
And it has fruit, so it can sustain you.
Wait, 6 feet tall, 220 pounds. This Pokemon is small.
I mean, it's medium.
It's just not as big as it looks.
No, it's not as big as it looks.
I mean, 6 feet is still pretty big, though.
Is there like an anime pic of Tropius like next to a person?
Banana beard, doo 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 doo. Banana beard, doo 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 doo.
Chin beard.
It's all right. Chin beard. It's got the Alex Navarro look going on.
Wow.
Brutal.
Harsh.
Not a knock against Tropius or Alex Navarro.
Yeah, there's absolutely 0% chance that Alex Navarro or anyone who ever talks to Alex Navarro listens to this. But Alex, you're fucking all right.
I've met Alex a couple times. He's a nice gentleman.
Yeah, Alex is all right.
The fruit that grows around Tropius' neck is sweet and popular with children. Aww.
They keep saying the fruit, so it's not bananas or plantains?
I'm going to pretend it's Platanos and it's Dominican.
It's
Dominican Tropius. It loves fruit, eats it continuously. Its love for fruit results in its outgrowth of fruit. Whoa, cool.
Wait, also, if you took one of those... And so obviously those fruits detach from its neck, right? Because you can eat them.
Right.
If you buried it, what would grow?
More.
Oh, a Tropius.
But it's a Pokemon. Pokemon don't grow from the ground.
Well, let me introduce.
What if
you
it was
to,
like a seedless fruit, though? You know. Because
that's true.
Yeah, because it comes off of Tropius.
Sure. Sure.
Also, how does it get the fruit off of its neck? It doesn't have any.
It doesn't. Other people do. Other people hold off.
But doesn't it eat its own fruit?
What?
It says that. That's why it grows the fruit, is because it's eating so much of its own fruit.
That's fucked!
Isn't that gross? You're eating your own droppings. I had lobster recently, folks. I was in Maine, for those who don't know me personally. And I don't eat a lot of lobster because I'm not made of money. I forgot that some lobster, most lobster they serve you with its own like pre-digested food in it.
Yeah.
That green stuff is its food.
Huh.
The stuff that some people like to eat, but I think it's really bitter and gross, mm-hmm. and it looks like vomit. It's totally just digested food. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what Tropius... Well, it's not digested, but Tropius is eating its own food.
I mean, it's kind of like... Like biting dead skin off your lip times a billion.
Oh my god, it kind of is.
But what if it sustained yourself while eating it?
I mean, I've never eaten skin off my lip in enough quantity. Maybe it would.
but what if it was, like, tasty and fruity? I'd eat a lot more of my own skin.
Oh my god, what if it was delicious?
Put some lip smacker on your lips first.
Ew, I hate this. And you're just eating your lips. Ugh, blech.
Wait, but, can we mention that Tropius, if it eats its own fruit and sustains its own fruit, is like a perpetual motion machine of energy?
So I assume what's happening is that like its systems for like it has plant systems and animal systems, right?
Uh-huh.
And so the plant systems create like absorb sunlight and turn it into this fruit, which the animal eats. So it's sort of an indirect way of processing sunlight. That's my guess.
Or if you were asking earlier, how does it eat the fruit around its neck? It probably eventually falls off like bananas.
Huh.
On its own, it just falls off when it's walking around.
Right.
Or it just, like, scratches its chin on stuff and they fall off.
Yeah.
Can we all scroll down to the 3D model where it looks kind of derpy? This wings outspread?
The wings spread is... Yeah.
6 feet flying. Seven things were not meant to fly like this.
Oh, is it 6 feet across wingspan? I guess it is.
Yeah, so it's even smaller than we thought, I guess.
Oh my god, it's so small. I can't get over that.
I mean, I like it. It's, you know what? It fulfills the three things any human needs. Fruits.
What are they?
Flying, neck? And another third thing that I can't think of right
neck.
Now.
It's neck.
Neck. All right, it's neck.
It's wearing a football helmet. Finally, the football Pokemon we've been looking for.
Blastoise, you disappointment.
Since day one. Been disappointed by your lack of football skills.
I mean, are we keeping Tropius?
I really like the fruit concept of it. It's the fruit Pokemon, you know?
There are like four fruit Pokemon.
Fuck.
I can imagine Tropius on the side of like a box of, or like a can of pineapple. Or a can of bananas or something.
Okay, we can keep Tropius.
The argument was I
knew that Harry felt passionate. I didn't know that you did. As soon as you made an argument.
No, it's not that I felt passionate. I think that it serves a purpose. Okay. So like, why not?
Sure. Imagine how good that banana bread will taste.
God, I would love a pre-evolution, actually. That would make a lot more sense. Oh God, that banana bread, you're right. That'd be so good.
Hell yeah.
Or banana split, Tropius banana split. I never thought about that. No, it has to be Chime Echo.
Chimecho?
Well.
It uses the sucker on its head to hang from a tree or from eaves. Why does it have a sucker on its head?
It has no.
Hang from trees.
Yeah.
You fool.
No, I mean, like, why do they draw that?
It's got sucker
from trees.
Well, it looks like one of those, like. Well, it is wind chime, right? But it kind of looks like one of those, like, kind of like those fortunes that you see on, like, some Chinese places, you know?
That's what it's supposed to be. Exactly, yeah. Right. I like its Japanese name, Chi-Chin. Or Chirin.
So it's onomatopoeic?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's based on a Japanese Furin wind chime. Oh, just a wind. That's a wind chime.
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
Right. The thing that bothers me, right, it does have the sucker, right? But it just floats around, so what's even the point of the sucker? I don't get it.
Well, it needs to rest sometimes, I'm sure.
Is it a wind chime or is it a luck tag?
It's a wind chime.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking about. It has that kind of tag on it, but that's not uncommon for Japanese chimes.
Okay.
So here's my, okay, are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hot take coming. Let's go.
We got rid of unknown because our friend Ryan kind of insisted.
Yeah.
Chime Echo is kind of weird, but cute. What if Chime Echo had a huge variety of tones?
Oh.
And it was just depending on which one you found had what kind of range of tones. Uh-huh. And it was like unknown. It was like the new unknown.
Six, you know how many tones approximately Chime Echo should have?
It says.
Yeah, I'm into that idea. Different colors and stuff, you mean?
Sure.
And different patterns? Well, also, okay. It's shiny. It's like green and orange.
Mm-hmm.
Did I lose you? You were here and then you're gone.
My eyes are closed and I'm leaning on my hand.
Oh, okay. Because you're disappointed in me for.
Well, what if they took it the other way, where it was like an unknown, where it had like different, like random writing on it, like but like a luck tag.
Oh, like different like wishes.
Yeah,
and it was like the incarnation of that wish.
Or like Spinda, where every one of them is a little bit different.
Yeah.
I like.
There are two ways you could take that, really.
I like Chime Echo now.
Yeah, this is cute. I like this idea.
The quorum doesn't have to be about deciding whether or not the Pokemon are good. We can just make them better. We always forget this. We can just improve them. It's
no, we've got it. I've got it. What if instead of writing on it, they had an unknown symbol?
Yeah. The unknown alphabet was on the Chime Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Just a middle finger up to the eliminated Pokemon.
I'm not writing any of this down. I'm just writing keep.
Yeah, just put keep.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's solid.
Yeah. Good job, Chime Echo.
On the other hand, 359.
What, like, one in my top five favorite Pokemon of all time?
359, I mean.
Are we keeping this Pokemon?
Oh, I thought
absolutely.
We were. Not.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh.
Harry, give me your argument.
It's Shadow the Hedgehog. It's Shadow the Hedgehog, but a Pokemon.
All right, thank you for answering why we should keep it. Now tell me what you're
going to say. First off, Shadow the Hedgehog's cool.
Yep.
and everyone likes him. Two, yep. It's all white fur, not dark fur. Three, doesn't have a gun. Four, I'm pretty sure there's only one ending to Absol's story, and it's Mega Absol.
Which is just cooler, objectively.
Yeah.
You gotta keep the original, you gotta keep the Mega. Its Pokedex entry is good.
Mm-hmm.
Its shiny is good. There's nothing wrong with Absol. I was obsessed with catching Absol when I was a kid.
Where does his mouth? How does it eat?
Don't ask questions.
Its mouth is just below, like scroll down a little bit. Its mouth is just where you think it would be. You can see our art of Absol opening its mouth. Its mouth is just where it would be.
Oh. Hmm.
I also really like, so it lives a really long time, and it can, like, foretell disasters, so it's sort of, like, it'll show up, and if you see an Absol, you're like, oh no, there's a disaster gonna happen, so people hated it because of that. They're like, oh man, but, like, actually, they're just, like, super chill, and if you're, like, cool about the fact that it's like, okay, Absol's here, so I know a disaster's coming, but if you make your peace with that, Absol will be a good friend.
Absolutely.
And I think that rules.
Is Absol like when you break a bone, you can feel a storm coming, but a Pokemon?
Kind of.
Break a bone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, in order to sense a storm, you have to, like, jump off a cliff. That's
no, not your own bone, Six. You break, like, a bone that you, like, find in the wilderness.
What are you talking about?
No, we're playing.
You're covering you're covering for the statement, I can feel it in my bones, which was not about breaking your bones, it's just about being old and a lunatic.
No, I'm legit talking about, like, if you, like, break a bone, then you can, like, kind of sense, like, rain coming from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. I have a very, very, very broken leg. That's not true.
Well, it doesn't rain in where you are, so.
It does sometimes.
Things I like about Absol. it appears when it senses an impending natural disaster. So I like to imagine that this weather studio that we've created has cast form, like tapping the papers against the desk. And then in the corner, Absol is just like patiently waiting to sense a disaster. And then it comes on and it yells like, we're all going to die. And then it tells us how, and then we prevent it. Or we, you know, can protect ourselves.
Mm.
Why is it called Absol?
Absolutely. Gonna happen.
Originally I haven't read it yet, but like originally people were like, oh, of course, this is the source of the problem, but no, they realized it isn't actually, so it's been absolved of that accusation.
This Pokemon's name origin page is so dense. It could derive from Buso, which means dangerous. It could also be Ab, like away from, and Sol, which is sun, like because it's dark type. It could also be referencing Absalom, a name which is said to bring bad luck according to Jewish tradition. There's a lot. I think that's the closest to what I'd understand, Absalom. Because it's about luck.
I like my Absol thing. But...
Yeah, I like yours too. And absolutely.
Is this like the Gambit of Pokemon?
Yeah. Hey, you want to know how much you think all that extra fur and stuff weighs?
60 pounds.
40.
No way.
It weighs,
oh my god,
4.4 pounds, because Mega Absol is exactly the same height as Absol, but weighs 4.4 pounds more.
There's just 4 pounds of fur.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
And you know,
oh yeah, wings. We're keeping Mega Absol too, by the way, because it's beautiful.
Oh yeah,
I've been vetoed.
Super.
How do we feel about that shiny?
Eh.
I don't hate it.
I think it's weak. I think change shiny.
Yeah. White turning into, like, a light pink is not that interesting.
Well, it's sort of like a pinkish orange, too. It just looks kind of bad.
And it just goes to show that the original is so good.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's true.
Sure. I can see it. I can see it.
I like that Mega Absol doesn't change type or anything. It's just more dark type. Absol, but more.
Mm-hmm. When Absol gets, like, one of the anime, like, bangs where it goes over one eye.
Exactly.
Troll Bard.
Exactly.
It's a cool dude.
It becomes Troll Barton.
Did you just come up with that joke?
Yeah, I did.
That's great.
Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. Yours, I heard you. I'm not stealing.
Mega Absol looks like Cynthia from Pokemon.
Thank you again for deciding why we should keep...
Well, let's
She's
talk.
She's literally the most popular Elite Four member of all time.
I wonder why.
We should talk about why not.
Why?
Why not?
All right, joke's over. We're all done. Keep moving right along. Keep it going.
It's good. It's good.
Sonano. Sonano. What's that mean? Oh my god, great shiny. A plus shiny.
I like, so it gets stronger by pushing against others en masse. So basically, the way that why nots get so buff as to be while buffets is they just lean against each other.
Like emotionally or physically?
Physically. Oh. So I'm trying to read about why it's called Sonano. Homophonous with the phrase Sonano, which means really or is that so?
Yeah, you knew that.
But I guess you're right.
Sonano. See, yeah, you can hear it now.
Yeah, I hear it. His Japanese name of Sonan is homophonous with Sonansu, which roughly means that's the way it is. Oh, because remember while Buffett was like, that's the way it is, because that's what the guy said.
And I also like that that's because it's like the lower evolution. It's like, so it's the question, and then the adult is the answer because the kids answer. Ask all these questions
so
all the
good.
Time. That's really clever.
It's
that's
like a
really
bokeh
good.
And Tsukunomi. Routine.
Do you know what we're talking about, by the way, Carrie?
Not really, but you know what? I'm happy for y'all.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Just to roll it back, Warren Buffett, based on a Japanese comedian, and who would say that phrase, Sonansu, a lot, which means like, that's the way it is. What was the person's name again?
I don't remember.
Ryan.
Sanpei Hayashiya. Yes. It would say Sonansu Okusan, which means that's the way it is, ma'am. Oh man.
Is why not better this. Than Wobbuffet?
Yes.
It's cuter.
Yeah, it's better. Yeah. But Wobbuffet's still pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good baby.
I want to protect it. I want to treasure it. I want to see it grow.
We
gotta healthy.
Get you in for more baby talk then, because I need more babies on my side.
Some of them are good. Why not's really good, but you know.
Why not is really good.
Let's talk
what's
about
what's it got Pokedex wise? I know, no, we're definitely keeping Wynon. I just want to know about it.
Yeah,
oh, it's always
you,
happy.
Like the leaning against others thing, and like ear like okay. hands, or hand like ears, excuse me.
It loves eating sweet fruit, so you pair up Vitropius, and then you're good.
You got a fun little meal.
I like how on Bulbapedia, a Wynon loves to eat sweet fruits, and sweet is a link to the Bulbapedia page for flavor.
Whoa. Someone did good work.
Anyway, let's talk about Snorunt.
Snorunt? Oh man, they did this later better.
So
it's cold.
Yeah, Snorunt is like, it looks like, so first off, it's got the void.
Oh yep, it does have the void.
It doesn't have a fangy, but it does have the dead ass teeth.
Oh no!
So many Pokemon with the dad ass teeth. I hate it.
And it's like it's got like a fur coat that it's pulling tight around itself because it's cold, which is kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's called the Snow Hat Pokemon, which okay.
Maybe that entire thing's ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Excellent shiny. I'm gonna give an A++ to the shiny. Yuki Warashi may be a combination of Yuki, which means snow, and Zashiki Warashi, which means a spiritual creature found in the folklore of Iwate Prefecture.
Oh, because they're stealing from the Ainu mythology. That's problematic.
Is that what's happening there?
Yeah.
Bummer.
Does the three diamonds on the back of the coat have any significance?
I am not an expert in Ainu culture.
But in terms of Snorunt's Pokedex entry, nah. They huddle under leaves for harmony. They can cause snow. They can eat snow and ice to survive, which, yo, so can I, motherfucker. It's called water. You dummy. Snorunt lives in regions with heavy snow. In seasons without snow, it steals away to quietly live amongst stalactites to deepen caverns.
Oh, so social anxiety. Gotcha.
A house visited by this Pokemon is sure to prosper for generations. Wow.
It is cute.
Cool. It can withstand cold of minus 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, it's cold. Honestly, nuclear take coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, nuclear take coming up. Keep Snorunt, cut Glalie.
Yeah, Glalie can.
No, of course.
Glalie, get the
even Mega Glalie, which has a beard.
So, Glalie and Mega Glalie, Like, so Snorunt has its hands in front of its mouth because it has noticed a superior posterior, but is embarrassed that it is showing on its face. And then Glacie's like, yeah, I'm horny, what about it? And then
literally, I'm horny.
And then Mega Glalie is like, bad.
Look at that fucking picture. It is not.
Ew. I hate that.
That's not what I want to see when I wake up in the morning or ever.
I hate what you just linked us.
It looks like a rejected Doom enemy.
It does look like the cyber demons or whatever.
Cacodemons?
Yeah, cacodemons.
Yeah, it does.
I do kind of like Mega better, though.
Yeah, better for sure.
Still,
Not quite an improvement, though.
I don't want this future for Snorunt.
No, it deserves better.
Well, there is a different future for it.
There is. I don't know how I feel about that one. Yeah, either, but that's at least a different option.
Cut Glalie and Mega Glalie.
Yeah.
Let's look at Pokedex real quick just to be thorough.
Just to be fair.
Ooh,
cool. I guess the Mega just makes the eyes red. That's so stupid, but I kind of like it.
The power of Mega Evolution was so strong that it smashed Glalie's jaw. Its inability to eat very well leaves Glalie irritated. Yeah, no, its jaw... it envelops prey in its mouth, freezing them instantly, but its jaw is dislocated. This is awful.
Oh, God. This is like the Vore fetish Pokemon.
This is a PSA. Like, hey kids, we're all having fun with Vore, but don't forget, if you open your mouth too wide...
PSA of the week, folks. Mark it in the list.
Second PSA, don't ever stick a light bulb in your mouth. You'll never be able to get it out. It's a forbidden snack.
Didn't you say that one last time we had you on a podcast?
Did I?
You're just obsessed with this fucking thing.
Hell yeah, because I want to do it all the time.
What's he saying? What's going on?
If you stick a light... You can fit a light bulb into your mouth, but you can't get it back out again. Because of the muscles in your mouth and the way that works.
Yep. That's so stupid. I'm going to try it.
Exactly. That's why I've said it in multiple podcasts.
You're just going to bite... You have to bite a light bulb. That sucks. Ugh. It has a body made of rock. It hardens. It's really cold. It freezes
things.
This
is a game for kids, which is why I host it with Alan.
Six, here's a disgusting thing. Obviously, that's disgusting, and I won't do it. Alan, here's a disgusting thing. Huh. Anybody got a disgusting thing?
It is 600 pounds, roundabout? That's insane.
Roundabout. 772 pounds in the mega form.
Dislocating your jaw adds 100 pounds.
A lot of weight. It's like almost 200, yeah. Okay. No, more than 200, excuse me.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, I don't like Glalie. I don't like what it turned into. We'll talk about Froslass in another time, but just don't. It feels precious.
It is.
It feels so good. Sveal is like protect with my life.
I also kind of want to punt it across the room, though, to see how far it would go.
Christ.
It is 90 pounds, so that is kind of hard to do, but...
Yeah, you'd break your foot. Sveal is very cute.
Hey, guys. It's me, Sveal. It's me, Tamazarashi. What? I'm learning. Hold on, I'm learning. Tama means
egg.
Sphere.
Well, or
okay.
Azarashi means seal. Spherical seal, Sveal! That's a great translation. Good job, all involved.
Thanks. I made it.
Good joke.
Thank you.
Someday I'm going to remember that Tama means sphere. That's going to be my Japanese.
Well, it's sphere or egg, because I guess eggs are pretty close to
sphere. Oh, Tamago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a great... So Sveal by itself is like, it's an orb. Like when people are like, wow, that cat looks like an orb. I'm like, sure. This is literally an orb. It rolls on ice to reach shore because its body is poorly shaped for swimming. You know how we didn't like Azurill because its shape and its like body function didn't really make any logical sense?
Mm-hmm.
Sveal throws up the middle fingers and says, hey, fuck you guys. Rolling is my whole deal.
I'm not doing fucking game theory right now, right? I'm not doing CinemaSins. Yeah. It's fine. But if you look at the picture of Sveal from the anime, you can see all the way through Sveal, it's just a mouth. Ooh. There's no digestive system. There are no organs. It's just a mouth.
We might need to cut Sveal, actually. Ooh, hate that.
No, it's Sveal? Okay. It's okay.
Canceled.
It's fine. They just didn't want to realistically render. It's fine.
Hey, it has the fangy.
It does have a fangy, that's true.
I didn't even
Not
think
one,
about that.
But two fangies.
I assume,
one,
yeah,
actually, one fangy
right.
is superior to two fangies.
It often is, yeah.
Yeah, but
may I introduce you to Merle from Scaflone?
You can.
She has
sure,
not,
that would
well,
be great.
Not Tubo. She has one fangy.
Well, are you like? Are you having lunch? Can I?
We're getting tea, actually. So.
Oh, what kind of tea?
Mango.
Yeah, we're doing jasmine to start, and then we're gonna move into some like
Irish breakfast. Boring.
No, well, we'll move into Irish breakfast, and then we're gonna go throw a car.
Oh, okay, sick. Love it.
Also, it claps. That's its other big deal. As it had like it has helping hands and all those fun clap attacks because it goes like or you know,
like a seal.
It feels great.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're
Look
keeping
at
that. It feels fantastic.
Yeah.
Pink shiny feels in it. You're on the team.
Look at that emerald animation. It's so good. I want to protect it.
Let's take a peek at that.
Oh, what a good boy!
Oh my god! I was like, when's it gonna animate? Oh my god! Wow. Yeah, you gotta protect it. You gotta protect feel. That's actually a good animation too, because it doesn't require a lot of work. It's just like rotating it.
360 no
how
scope.
Do we feel about Celio?
Nope.
It's all right. Well, I think we'll talk about the third evolution.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So Celio, and then. Walrein.
Okay.
Celio looks more like an old man, but Walrein is the old man.
I feel like Celio.
Don't worry, my friends. I am your shield.
Oh my god!
Sounds like a command grab.
Yeah, classic, yeah. Classic Jodo Coil Reinhardt joke.
Oh my god! Sorry.
What?
How do I send pictures to people? There you go. That's such a good Celio. Oh my god!
It's just a seal, though. It's just a seal. That's so like blue god. And
no,
has
it's
dumb,
cute.
Dumb face.
It still keeps enough what about Spiel, though, you know?
It just feels like it's a Spiel that got less interesting.
Sure.
Oh, that's a grumpy one, though. I like it.
It's kind of sassy. In Japanese, it's called Todoggler, which is Todo, which is sea lion, and Juggler. Oh, is this a juggling Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because...
Does it juggle Spiel?
No, it juggles... stuff on the tip of its nose because they went to SeaWorld once.
Checks the object's aroma and texture to determine whether it likes the object or not. It shatters ice. It dives into the sea to hunt prey. No, the shattering ice thing is done cooler by Walrein. I'm not going to give Celio that credit.
Right.
I know we like often do this, but I'm fine cutting Celio and keeping Walrein.
I think we should cut both. Walrein's
yeah, Walrein.
Awful.
Yeah.
What? Its design is bad. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And so,
but
what are you? What are you? What is it about? Oh, you just want to have a walrus,
like to own.
Okay, so
is there a better Wilfred Brimley Pokemon later?
I don't. Tusk? Wait, no, that's Dota. Sorry.
Walrus Punch.
Dusky.
Is Pop?
I looked
is Pop
up Wilfred Brimley Pokemon, and I got so much freaking YouTube poop. It's the intersection of two different memes, you know how it is.
Sure, yeah.
Wait, is Popplio a seal?
Oh, you're right. Popplio is a seal. Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
And Popplio is, you know, we'll see what happens, but my initial impression is that Popplio will do well.
We'll seal what happens.
I guess so. We'll feel what...
We'll feel it out.
Do
y'all really want to cut Walrein?
And Celio.
Yeah.
I get to cutting Celio, but Walrein's right there. He's looking at me.
That hair is horrifying. It looks like a middle-aged balding man.
I mean...
And then also he's got these stripes around his neck that look like he's being choked. Because look at how his fur distorts.
Oh my god, it's like a...
He's like garroting
Coca-Cola.
Himself.
Oh my god. I remember that scene in Happy Feet?
No, I've never seen
it. It's a much darker movie than people remember it being.
Yeah, where they like choked to death on like plastic.
On the plastic,
rings.
Yeah. The king is like, "It's fine, I'm fine, I'm the king. It's my king's crown or whatever." And they're like, "You're gonna die." And then I think he either dies or something happens. It's been a while.
All I'm saying is Walrein looks like one of those like boomers who like take pictures with like sunglasses in their car.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, let's cut Walrein.
It turns out Walrein's racist. I can't fight that.
Walrein canceled.
366 Huntail.
Wait, do we skip one?
You skipped one. You really just skipped Clamperl. Just fuck out of here, Clamperl.
Okay, Clamperl, which we should cut.
Well, the thing is, can we make Shellder turn into Huntail? Well, actually, no. Does Clamperl need to turn into Huntail and Gorbis?
I mean, not if we don't want to.
Oh, I didn't think about what you just said.
Yeah, I think I'd rather just have the Huntail or Gorbis without the Clamperl. It just looks kind of...
We don't need Clamperl. We have Shellder. Do we keep Shellder?
Do we keep Shellder?
Control F.
Yeah, no. We kept Cloyster.
Stupid.
Good enough, honestly.
What if Cloyster became Gorbis?
And not Huntail? You're going to cut. You can't cut Huntail, though.
Huntail looks so dumb. Huntail so looks like Gorbis. Somebody was making, like, you know, like like you go to the costume store and you're like for Halloween as like, oh, three person like Chinese dragon, and you're like, you did a bad job, and also there's a lot here that I don't like about what you're doing.
But look at him, he's so happy.
Clamperl's just sleeping, let it rest.
Yeah.
Okay, you can sleep. You get the most rest by being off this
forever
list.
Yeah, we have
your eternal reward.
Huntail just like I do
and
like
Gorbis have to be talked about together, right?
Well, specifically Huntail. I don't the color scheme just does not work for me. You know, I do like the Mets. Nope. I do like the Mets colors, but not feeling it. You know,
well, like Shiny's okay. You know what? Actually, like the Mets, it is a loser and an embarrassment.
Ooh. How long is Huntail? Can someone scroll up for me and tell me?
5'7".
Okay, that's not unreasonable.
Also, for anyone not aware, this is an Angels fan calling literally any other team losers. So maybe I can shove it.
Clamper evolves into either Huntail or Gorbis, depending on whether or not it's holding a deep sea tooth or a deep sea scale when it evolves. The tooth is what makes it into Huntail, so the fangy, it's got 5 fangy.
I didn't notice Gorbis's shell bra.
Oof. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Let's cut everything in this building.
Let's burn the building down. Guys, I brought these matches for the Johto Quorum today. Wait, Gorbis is shiny. It's cool. It looks like a logo for an aquarium.
Is it still doing the fucking, like, aerial bra thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a shiny... The bra's bad. I don't need a femme Pokemon like
especially
that. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's... And
it's a 50-50.
Also, I mean, it's just femme in a... Like, it's not femme like, oh, it has eyeliner, or oh, it likes a dress. It's like, oh, it got underwear.
No, it does also have eyeliner.
Yeah.
You got
the fake
right.
lashes.
You're right.
And then Huntail's not even... This is why gender is... One of the many reasons why gender is stupid. Huntail doesn't have anything necessarily masculine about it, but Gorbis is distinctly... It's the Miss Pac-Man effect.
Mm.
Where there's either default or girl, which is stupid.
Yep.
Huh. Oh, yep, you've convinced me. I'm fine cutting both of these guys.
Yeah, it's bad. This is bad.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to all the Huntail and Gorbis fans, but you gotta do better.
I'm sorry to the Huntail fans. If you're a Gorbis fan, rethink your life.
Reed, just talk. Just have a conversation.
It's okay.
Wait a second. Can we do one more? Can we do a couple more? I don't care.
Let's get to 370. Is that saying all right?
Yeah. Nice even number to round it off.
And then we'll be right in the tail end of Hoenn.
Yeah. So let's talk about 369.
Nice.
See, we had to say it 3 times because it was 369.
Glanth. It's called Glanth in Japanese. Hey guys, it's me, Glanth.
It's just old rock.
It's not Glanth, it's
Glanth.
Jiransu. Oh. Jiransu. That you know that smiley face character is a G. Come on. I love that Relicanth doesn't evolve. For some reason in my head I thought it evolved into something amazing.
No, it's just there.
Also, is it supposed to be a map on it, and that's why the red dot is there, like X marks the spot?
Oh, maybe, because for the for all the Reggie Pokemon, maybe.
Oh no, that's exactly what it is. You're absolutely right, Harry. Also, A+ shiny for Relicanth. The thing I'm remembering about Relicanth is that you have to have one to find one of the Reggies.
Yeah, very specifically.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
I wish it was better, because that's what people are known for, just for the Reggie hunts, you know.
I like it. I think we had Whiscash before, and I didn't like Whiscash, but I think this is a really cool take on a catfish.
Yeah.
Because well, that's not what a this catfish,
is. No, it is. No. It like it skims the bottom of the ocean and eats microorganisms with a toothless mouth. It's a catfish.
Was it
hasn't changed in 100 million years.
Yeah, was the coelacanth a catfish? Well, because this is very specifically based on that one fish that people thought was extinct, but they found it, like, trawling the sea for 100 years
right.
later.
Oh, you're right. It's a coelacanth.
Which is why I like this Pokemon, you know? It's kind of cool reference.
How are they related to catfish?
I don't think they're... the phylum Chordata? No. I can diss
any awesome pictures of coelacanths.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. These things are cool.
I'm not Wikipedia 6, you know that.
I am.
I'm not Wikipedia.
This will go over the head. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, I like this friend. This is good.
Yeah. Basically, they just like copied a 1-to-1 recreation of a Pokemon. And, like,
generally, my policy is like if it's just a creature from the real world, I'm not here for it. But it's a creature from the real world that shouldn't still exist, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Relicanth is ugly, but, you know, with the sheer power of spite, it still lives on, and I love it.
I really like the idea of a Pokemon trainer, like, doing some deep-sea diving with its friends, and it's like, I finally found the ruins, and on the way there, it starts seeing a bunch of Relicanth, and it's like, these things haven't existed in years! Where am I?
Am I in hell?
Is this hell? Am I dying? And they go in, and there's, like, a Reggie, and they're like, oh, that's actually a cool image.
Oh, yeah, I think you keep it.
Also a good shiny.
Very good shiny, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
Good Jidansu. You're on the team.
All right, well, congratulations. We are on to our last Pokemon of this episode. It's Love Disc.
Oh, boy.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah? Is it based on something? Something has to look like that.
It's the Love
Disc. My kidney?
It's the Discus fish.
Oh, baby.
This is...
Tell me how you feel about Love Disc.
Discus fish just looks cooler than Love Disc. Love Disc kind of doesn't look that cool.
Again, like, it looks like a kidney. I want to kidney punch it.
Jesus, Harry. I just sent a picture of the Discus fish. It doesn't even look...
Wow,
it's
that's
a pink disc.
Beautiful.
Right? It's not that. It's a yellow... It's a light pink normal. It's yellow shiny. It swims through the sea by, like, just kind of flapping left and right, and it kisses things.
But when it kisses another love fish, then they can lock lips and then flap to fly. Because they're too...
What the fuck?
Because it says that.
I just think it's too simplistic. There's nothing else going on there, you know?
Are we just turning into, like, old grandpas playing chess in the park? Where I'm like, no. And you're like, it says that. I read it.
It's on Wikipedia.
So old while doing this show.
It's the Love Disc.
I
have the Love Disc under my bed for a
while. Let me tell you how I feel.
Love. What's it in Japanese? Love Kiss? Oh. As I said it out loud, I felt stupid.
What could this possibly mean?
This has happened exactly before. Remember, never forget happiness.
That was an incredible one of you being like, what does this even mean? Happiness? Oh.
Well, because I kept reading it as like hap penis, and I was like, that's so, oh. I was like, that's so lewd. You
always stay on brand, Alan. Never deviate.
Of course.
It's just too simple, I think.
It's too simple.
Nothing there, too. It's just a heart. And
why
like,
don't
that's...
you have the love?
The Louvre. If this was worth it just to hear Six do that voice. The Louvre is. It lives in warm seas. Couples finding this Pokemon will be blessed with eternal love. Its heart-shaped body makes it popular.
Hi, I'm a Love Disc. My name's Marvin Gaye. I'd like to play you a song.
Ooh.
I think the Gaye estate called us. We're getting sued right now.
Wait, I love that Sun and Moon is like, no. Like, Sun and Moon was written by someone who was going through a breakup because that Pokedex entry says... If a love disc is left on its own, it becomes despondent and leaves itself open to attack. That is when Pelipper snatched them up.
Jesus Christ.
There was an era when it was overfished due to the rumor that having one of its scales would enable you to find a sweetheart.
Aren't you horny for this one, baby?
Maybe. Loving couples have a soft spot for it, so honeymoon hotels often release it into their pools. I don't like how much Love Disc is abused by people.
Oh, girl, you're quite the catch.
There you go.
There it is.
75% female. No, you know what I mean, though? Because it's just every Pokedex entry is like, it looks like a heart, and so people want it because they want to be in love.
I mean, if humans IRL saw that, they'd be like, oh, it's a heart. I would catch this from my fucking significant other because I'm a dipshit, you know?
I'm fishing for the big one, and that ain't no line. I'm hooked on you, baby.
Just keep going. Keep fucking going.
I have to go. My iron's on.
Go off, King.
I'm going to go masturbate.
Jesus.
That's a joke. I'm sorry.
We spent more time riffing.
The bummer is we are close, but we have enough in the next batch to finish to do an episode. The next one can be an episode. That's fine.
Yeah.
You don't like me, baby. Yeah. That's fine. There's always more efficiency.
So love this.
Oh my god! Just keep it. I just fucking read a book at this point.
Take it to school. Cause school of fish. That's the joke.
You know it's good when you have to explain the whole thing beginning to end.
So Love This is a big L, I'd say.
Fly fishing.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was really worth it for this bit. I couldn't ask for a better.
Okay, fine. I've had my fun. We can cut Love
This. Tune in next week as we conclude the Hoenn Pokedex with some stinkers and some bangers. It's the generation with probably too many... the first of many generations with too many legendaries. And then we'll probably wrap up and talk about, I don't know, cute boys, our time playing Fire Emblem.
Can I deox you a question?
There it is. We'll just actually... It'll be 30 minutes of Pokemon discussion and then another like 45 of Six doing this joke again. But V's going to write down a bunch of extra ones so that we can fill time. It'll be great.
Awesome.
I don't know if I can handle a job of that scale.
Thank you so much for enjoying this episode of the Johto Quorum, folks. Please.
Hey, Harry.
What?
Yeah. You're a guest. Do you want to do promo stuff?
Yeah.
I guess.
What's your deal? Where can people find you on the internet if they want to enjoy you and your work? What do you want to promote?
Nowhere, but you should listen to Scanline Media for all your up-to-date Pokemon talk, the visual novel talk, Danganronpa if you're into that sort of thing for some reason, anime. It's all good, and you find it on scanlinemedia.com.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Scanline Media, where you can listen to podcasts about the Pokemon anime, Danganronpa, which is anime, an anime podcast, another one that's more anime.
Fighting games, which are also anime. Fighting games, anime.
But primarily anime fighting games. And Korean game shows, which are basically anime.
All right, Ellen, baby, it's time to reel this one in. What's your deets?
Blech. Well, my phone number is 555 bye. No, hi, everyone. It's me, Alan. I'm on Chat, CHATZ. Listen to that podcast. That's where my friend John and I watch TV. And we do stuff on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/chatspod. We do bonus things there. It's a really good time. Please also check out Fireside Friends, which is a monthly podcast that I do with my other friends, Ryan and Katie. We're going to have some special guest episodes on that soon, and you should listen to it. It's firesidefriends.net.
Slam. That's exciting.
It's very exciting. You should be excited, Six.
I am. As for me, I'm at Six Detmar on Twitter, SIXDETTMAR. If you have feedback or thoughts or whatever you got, you can send it to me. My DMs are open. I don't care. I have whatever you have to say, however rude it is, I have dealt with worse, I promise. I got a pinned tweet there to let you know all the shows that I do, which are mostly on scanlinemedia.com. As mentioned, thank you, Harry.
No problem.
We're getting ready to end Hoenn, and that's exciting. But
we're Hoenn home.
Until we get there, Alan, what is it that we say?
This right here is a game for kids, so let's be adults.
I would say peace, but this time I'm going to say that this is the end. And what do you say when it's the end? Finn.
Oh!